the party.
What if I broke a monogamous agreement? What if I told you one lie but didn't mean it? What if my one mistake had the potential to break up our happy home? Would you wanna know? What if I confessed it and though she didn't mean nothing, says it's happy, you're thinking about leaving? What if I suppressed it? Made a vow to never mess with another. Is it cool for me to smother the facts? Is it cool for me to cover my tracks? If you never know, oh, would me not be another such a more hypothetically,
of course. All that some things better left unsaid. Oh, would you wanna know it's there?
What if I said 4 years ago when we were arguing, he came to comfort me and I wound up pregnant, and I just can't seem to show
he's the baby's yours.
Now what if I confess it and it turned out not to be your baby after you get tested and destroys what we've been blessed with?
What if I suppress it?
Technically you're the baby's daddy anyway.
Is it wrong for me to want you to stay?
Would you rather have me tear you
would
away
you from the only family you know?
Or is it just too big a secret to keep it on the low? Oh, yeah.
Hypothetically, of course. Or there's something better left unsaid. Or would you want to know?
Hypothetically, of course. What if this happened to you? What would you want me to do?
morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning. Be sure to be safe out there by all means. Please do not take while driving. Want to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Tim McGraw. Tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I opened my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. Didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. 'Cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? With you by my side, and when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. With you by my side, and when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Good morning, beautiful day.
Yeah. There comes a time in every man's life when he needs that special someone. And oh, I've been around the world looking for my special someone. I'm singing this one for myself. And I'm asking, is anybody here lonely? Maybe one day I'll be with you.
Anybody lonely?
Are you lonely?
'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. I've been alone for a long time, waking up by myself, cooking my own dinner, washing my own clothes. Sometimes I lay in the bed at night and I cry myself to sleep, asking the Lord when I did wrong. I said, Lord, why am I alone? So this one is dedicated, especially for me. Is there any ladies out there lonely? Is there someone for me?
Anybody lonely?
Oh, oh.
Are you lonely?
'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. Oh yeah.
Anybody lonely? Are you lonely?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. Oh yeah. She don't have to be a movie. She don't have to be a fancy girl, 'cause I see a woman for what she is inside. All I want is a good girl. And I promise I'll be a real, real good man. I'll do all the things to show how a good man understands. 'Cause right now I'm lonely, lonely, and I'm feeling blue. And if you feel the same way, maybe the woman can be you.
Is anybody lonely? Are you lonely?
Tell me, 'cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you.
Oh, are you lonely?
Are you lonely? 'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. You lonely? Yes, I am. I need a good woman to live my life with, someone to hold me. Whoa, oh.
Anybody lonely? Are you lonely?
'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. I'll be with you.
Anybody lonely?
I need somebody to hold. Somebody to make love to. Maybe one day I'll be with you.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, as you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. And this time, I want to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And the next song you hear will be coming from Melanie Fiona. You tune into the Rainbow Boss Network, where we deliver distinct variety with a smooth flow.
I wanna Hey girl, you make me wanna write a song. Sit you down and sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like, hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name. Wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this.
Now greetings to the world. Why is the one called Bruno Mars alongside Gang to the Zilla?
Feeling like I'm on top, feeling like I woulda stand up to the cops.
I stand up to the big eyes because the whole of them are stopped. All the talk, them are talk and then fly me no drop. No get a youth cannot escape the trap.
Thank you. drifted dark clouds. I used to smile and make a wish that it would turn to rain, because I know that I would watch for you to play under the But now when rainy days are here, I feel so blue, cause I can't hear all your laughter in the falling rain, and it brings sadness to my heart, knowing that you've gone from my
Hour. Let the calendar. Thank you everyone for joining us this morning. We ask that you not text while driving. We want you to ride safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from TLC. You're tuning to the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
Take a good look at it now. me, they say, Billy Soul, why do you talk in so many songs? I say, because I've been so many places, and I've seen so many things. Like the other day, I heard a lady talking to a home man, and what she said, I want to share it with you. Look, she said, you've been cheating on me, honey, ever since I've been with you. And because I love you so much, it's kind of hard for me to quit you. You stay out all night running the streets. You stay gone all the time. You know that ain't right, the way you treat me. It's really blowing my mind. She said the way you treat me is a shame and a pity. You say when you say scat cat, another man say you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh,
you're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty.
Scat cat. You're kitty kitty.
You said that you love me, but I can't tell, cause you do me wrong. What do you really feel for me? Cause all ain't well, you're about to lose your home. You know I love you, honey, but it needs to be a two-way thing. For all this neglect and disrespect, I can't take that from my man. She said just the other day, a man said I was still pretty. When you say scat cat, another man say you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh, babe.
You're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty.
Scat cat. You're kitty kitty.
You always say that you love my body, and I feel just like you. Well, this cat needs to be loved and hugged, then serve a little warm meal. You come home fussing and leave home cussing. You treat me so unkind. No kissing and no touching, it's about to blow my mind. She said just the other day, I had to turn down your best friend, Smitty. She said when you say scat cat, another man say you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh, baby.
You're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty.
Scat cat. You're kitty kitty.
Said this cat needs some loving, this cat needs some hugging. When was the last time I had a good rubbing? Oh, baby. If you don't love me, some other man show me. Cause I'm tired of you out there giving. Give another woman my thrill. You leave me at home like I'm somewhere lost. I can't stand it. You're leaving me love
starved.
When you say scat cat, another man say here kitty kitty. Sometimes I be tempted to go, but I don't because I love you so. Scat cat. You're kitty kitty. When you push me away, another man say,
you're kitty kitty.
The right, I can't eat. even sleep and I can't get it off my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. 'Cause I didn't mean to hurt him. Could've been somebody's son. And I took his heart when I pulled out that gun. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down, mama, mama, I just shot a man down. In Central Station. Rum-pa-pa-bum, rum-pa-pa-bum. Man down, rum-pa-pa-bum, rum-pa-pa-bum, rum-pa-pa-bum.
So they say I must be mixed. Yes, mixed. Why is that? Just because I'm lighter than others, I'm not black? This is so crazy having to prove my race. What hurts the most is having to prove it to my own race. They say, you're the prettiest black girl I've ever seen. Because black girls ain't pretty, you know what I mean? No, I don't, because what I've seen is beautiful black girls. Rockin' froze, braids, cornrows, and curls. He says, hey, Redbone, come here, what you mix with, Asian? It's a shame what this world think of us black women. they ask me, is that your real hair? Because it's long. Wow, do they really just ask that? That is so wrong. Black women with long hair, they must have extensions. But if they see an Asian or Caucasian, that's their hair? Nah, they just don't mention. Yes, I'm black. Do I have to show you my parents? Here's a picture. They look at my hair to see if I have the right texture. It's so sad how this world is, but this is the world we have to live in. This is the world we are judged by men, listening to stupid remarks since we were children. Just because I'm light-skinned, don't make me better than others. I'm black, you black, we all sisters and brothers. I'm beautiful, you beautiful, we need to love one another. Because the truth is, we all came from the same father. I'ma have the same answer you can keep asking me. Yes, I'm black, and I'm proud to be.
Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 3 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is, just a moment, we have a little technical difficulties. Good morning, everyone. Our new comedian this morning is Aries Spears.
You know who else be bold, too, is African men. Them motherfuckers, boy, they don't give a fuck. Because my best friend is from West Africa, man, and African dudes are hostile. Ladies, if you don't get them no action, they'll cuss you out immediately. They be in the club watching you. What are you doing here? What is your name? Come talk to me. What do you mean? You don't want to fuck with me, bitch? Get from here. I don't need you. You think you can talk this way to me? I don't need to fuck around. I want to buy you the drink. You come here. Or the fuck you get from here. Who does this bitch think she is to talk to me like this? I don't give a fuck. Pasta. You gotta be easy with women, man. You gotta... You know, because black people, you know, we got game naturally. Brothers, we know how to talk to them. You know, we know how to just say that shit. Sometimes them African dudes, they don't know what to say. They just so angry. What do you call yourself? What is your name? You, talk to me. You see I'm talking to you in the front row? You don't want to talk to me? Fuck you. Get up. And your ass be laid up. I think that's some cool shit to ask. I tell you what ain't sexy is that Indian shit. I'm sorry, standing Indian people. You know them motherfuckers at 7-Eleven? That is not sexy shit. I don't give a fuck. Ladies, you do not want that on top of you on a Saturday night. I'm going to give it to you. I know you want it, you dirty bitch. I know you want it. I'm going to give you my Pakistani beef, you mother bucket. Say my name. Say Punjab. It's not sexy. Because if you're going to ask a woman to do something to you sexually, you got to be sexy. You can't ask a woman to do some shit to you in that voice. Just, I want you to gargle my nuts. Can you do it? Put them in your mouth and gargle. It's just not...
What's going on, man?
Nigga, thank you, fuck. Nah, but the boxers, man, like Mike Tyson, I wish people would stop fucking with Mike Tyson. People say Mike should be banned from boxing. He should buy. Fuck that. When he bit Evander Holyfield's ear, that motherfucker was making money. Do you really want him on the streets broke, loose, and mad? Keep that nigga busy at all times. Give him some blocks or something. Let him... Scariest shit I ever saw with Mike Tyson. No, Mike Tyson did an interview in jail. This was right after the rape conviction. Montel Williams said, Mike, since you've been in prison, has any of the other inmates tried to fuck with you? And Mike said the scariest shit I ever heard. That motherfucker said, you know, a couple times guys tried to cause problems, but I just pulled them aside and I whispered in their ear. After that, was never a problem. And I'm thinking, what the fuck could he tell a murderer to make him go, I'm not fucking with this nigga? Like Mike just said, listen, you keep fucking with me, I'm gonna knock you out and fuck you till you wake up. You don't want to be that nigga. You don't want to wake up to this shit. I told you, I'm serious. Stop fucking with me. You don't want to wake up to that.
I said 1, 2, 3, 4, come on girl, I get on the floor, come on. got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said one, two, three, four, tell me one, to Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle and bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, because we rock and roll with us so much fun, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique, come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. The boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak and do a thing but a rock and shuffle your feet and later change up to a dance called the peak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the bomb.
The dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trevor's trio, I win the serious joint. And from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked your vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend, call Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air, and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little word, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a talk y'all, you don't stop. I go hotel, motel, and what you gonna do today? If I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest of Master D so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock the one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling alright. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then the fly, fly girl with a sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white ass shoe. She came over to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme, I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you, a little rap to make your boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2, and let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cut the jam and make it free. For you to party, got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove. For you to dance, you got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make it rock. Now, system on and the girls are there, you definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact, that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you dance on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you don't be good to the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Come alive, girl, get on your feet. To the rhythm of the beat, to the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on, until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now, he's guaranteed to know
Come on, wonder why, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his friends, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound, on down to the beat, to do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished all that food. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so keep piling for more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip of the hip, hip a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me too? The shoo-be-doo. I said, come on, make the people move.
I go juke the holes and then ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was only 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wife's dear old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm due. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what he had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to jump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, finesse, and a little black book that's filled with rhymes, and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is all originality, because my rhymes are on from what you heard. I didn't even write, not a guy. Word, and I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight all night. I take a shot, y'all, a beat, y'all, a left rock, y'all. You know, stop, go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a death. Oh, yeah, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I like that, y'all, to the beat, y'all, a beat, y'all. You know, stop, a Master G, a my Melo, it's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, I like the ain't costing on the late show. I like fucking rocking in stereo. I like the bar case singing Holy Ghost and sound the throw down. I get played the most, isn't like my man, a Kevin Sky, whose name's the Earn with the Super Spurn. We rock and we don't stop, get off, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got, to the beat that it makes you freak. Come alive, girl, get on your feet. I like a peppy Mason without a case, like Sarah Foster without her face, like the bar case on the mic, like getting right down for you tonight, like moving your body so you don't know how, break to the rhythm and slow down, like coming alive, you the Master G, the brother who rocked the witness scene. At the age of one, my life begun, at the age of two, I was doing it too, at the age of three, it was you and me, rocking to the sounds of the Master G, at the age of four, I was on the floor, giving all the beats what they bargained for, at the age of five, I didn't take no job with the Master G, so the way I I went off, I gotta run on down to the beat, you see, getting right on down, making all the girls just take off the car to the beat, the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great for every night to see. I had a date. At the age of nine, I was a right on down to every night. I'm a hell of a man when I'm on the mic, and I am the definite.
was standing in the rubble of an old farmhouse outside Birmingham, when some on the scene reporter stuck a camera in the face of that old man. He said, "Tell the folks, please, mister, what are you gonna do now that this twister has taken all that's dear to you?" The old man just smiles. "Boy, let me tell you something. This ain't nothing." He said, "I lost my daddy when I was 8 years old. Matter, there's things that don't. So if you're waiting here for me to cry, I hate to disappoint you, boy, but I won't." Then he reached down in the rubble and picked up a photograph, wiped the dirt off of it with the hand that he still had. He put it to his lips. Said, "Man, she was something. But this ain't nothing." He said, "I lost my daddy when I was 8 years old. That cave in at the Ken gave my left a big old home. And I lost my baby brother, my best friend in my left hand, in a no-win situation. In a place called here now. And last year I watched my loving wife a 50 years waste away and die. We were holding hands when her heart of gold stopped pumping. So this ain't nothing." This ain't nothing. Two wars, been married and divorced,
about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, people are crazy.
Marvette reporting. First news is coming from a youth that is launching a campaign to connect rural and low-income LGBT youth online. His name is Josh Hutchinson, actor and ally. Josh Hutchinson is kicking off a new campaign to connect LGBT youth to supportive online communities. The new project, Power On, will encourage teenagers to donate their old laptops, tablets, and smartphones to be refurbished and given to LGBT resource centers nationwide. The goal is that youth in the rural and low-income areas will have access to online resources, which studies show are crucial for LGBT youth in finding life-saving information, from health resources to supportive friends. Recognizing that the internet can be a powerful tool for those questioning their sexuality or who cannot find other LGBTQ peers in person. The Trevor Project in 2008 set up a social network, trevorspace.org, specifically designed for queer youth and straight allies, currently serving approximately 100,000 people. The site is set to be included by default with other similar resources on all devices distributed through Power On. When launching the project, Josh Hutchinson led by example by donating one of his own computers. Quote, it's awesome to know that it'll be used to help a young person out there who before this campaign wasn't able to get access to information and resources that could really help them, end quote, he said. Quote, I've always respected the work that the Trevor Project does, and to have an opportunity for straight but not narrow to collaborate with them on a campaign like Power On is exciting, end quote. In other news, we have news of a church cancels man's funeral after finding out he's gay. Julian Evans was 42 when he died from amyloidosis in Tampa, Florida. His husband, Kendall Capers, planned to have the funeral at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, the congregation his late husband's family attended. In Evans' obituary, Capers is listed as his surviving husband. When the church found out he was gay, they called Evans the night before the funeral to tell him it was canceled. New Hope told him it would be blasphemous, in quote, to hold the funeral there. T.W. Jenkins, the pastor of New Hope, told WFLA over the phone that his church does not believe in gay marriage. Quote, I try not to condemn anyone's lifestyle, but at the same time, I am a man of God and have to stand upon my principles, end quote, he said. Evans' family members were devastated by the news, with his mother, too, upset to speak to reporters on the phone. Quote, regardless of our background, our sexual orientation, how can you wait that long and put someone in a bind when they are going through a loss, end quote, said Capers. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Snow in Montana was 3 feet high. Lady at the counter said there ain't no flights. And so we called her on the telephone. He said, I'll rent a car and I'll drive home. And she said, I'll wait for you. Like I did last year at Christmas time, with your family here and your truck broke down out in San Antonio, and the gift stayed around until you got home. Oh, this ain't nothing new. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you. Now he's on his cell phone in a coupe de ville, talking to the one he loves and always will. His heart is breaking cause she's there alone.
all she wants him home. She says, I'll wait for you, like in 68, when our child was due. I said, he'll have to wait until his dad gets here and stands by my side. Remember, dear, our son's first cry. Oh, this ain't nothing new. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you. He didn't stop all day to eat a bite, and he finally got there around midnight. The doctor said she's in a better place. She said to give you this note just in case. And it said, I'll wait for you at heaven's gate. Oh, I don't care how long it takes. And I'll tell St. Pete I can't come in without my love and my best friend. Oh, this ain't nothing new. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you. Yes, I love you too. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change, even if I try. Even if I wanted to, and I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm, she keeps me warm.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender, skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walk out and sit in. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else.
If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law's gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
We are striving to be the very best we can be. time you see somebody on the street.
We don't want to have them.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat.
We don't want to have them.
Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
Go on, baby, live your life. Live your life. Live your life. Go on, baby, live your life, live your life, live your life. Go on, baby, live your life, live your life, live your life. Go on, baby, live your life, live your life, live your life. Go on, baby, live your life, live your life, live your life. Life's too short for spending time trapped in someone else. That noise, drown out your voice, float on downstream, feel what life means, find space to dance, sing your song, trust the heart to lead you home.
Come, oh, yes, we have. gotta keep telling you, don't you hang around. It's been a long, 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 oh yeah. Oh,